Tower 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Good morning, nosy neighbors. You are listening to No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. 6:35 here in the Queen City. It's time for crazy news being brought to you by our celebrity basketball game going on April 28th on the campus of JCSU right there in Brayboy Gymnasium. Keke Palmer's going to be in the building. Kid Jones is going to be in the building. Jacque from Love & Hip Hop is going to be in the building. We've got more artists to be announced. Tickets are on sale right now for just $10 on our website, power98fm.com, or you can pick them up at any DTLR location. You want to cop them. Last year was a sellout. This year definitely will be also. Hey, Burpee, what is our crazy news for today?
Crazy news of the day. There was a story on American Idol where Katy Perry, what's the man's name? Lionel Richie, and what's the other judge's name? The country singer? I forgot his name. Anyway, they're the new judges. Guy, yeah. There was a contestant named Benjamin Glaze, 20 years old, and he said that he'd never kissed a girl before. The country singer asked him if he'd ever kissed a girl and liked it, referencing Katy Perry's song. He said, no, I've never been in a relationship, never kissed a girl. And Katy Perry's eyes just opened. She was like, what? Get over here. Let me kiss you. So he went over there and kissed Katy Perry on the cheek. She said, you didn't even make the smush sound. Do it again. So as he went in to kiss her on the cheek a second time, she turned her head and kissed him on the lips. Now, he did say he felt uncomfortable, but he didn't feel like he was sexually harassed by Katy Perry because he went over there to do it. But the internet had a whole different feel on it. They said that let's end the double standards. If that was a male judge and a female contestant, let's not act like it wouldn't be sexual harassment. How can we take these claims, make these claims legit by women who are saying it, if we let Katy Perry get away with doing it? So Katy Perry faced a lot of backlash. And we want to know here in the Madhouse, do y'all feel like that was sexual harassment?
So look, my thing is this. I don't ever want to water down the Me Too movement because I feel like there are legitimate claims in this. Women are sexually abused, sexually harassed by people, so I never want to water down the Me Too movement. I do believe in it. But in this instance, the man walked over there to her.
To kiss her, knowing that he was going to kiss her.
Yeah, so I just sort of, I don't think that this is a part of the Me Too movement. I wouldn't claim this as.
I wouldn't either.
What you thinking, Kyle?
You said he went over to Katy, right?
Yeah.
All right. He's in a competition. He's trying to make it to California. He had to do what he had to do.
Yeah.
So exactly. You kiss your mom on the cheek, but if the sneak kiss was a little too much, I think.
You think the sneak kiss was a little bit too much?
Yeah, I think so, on Katy's part.
Let me tell you that.
He did something right, because he didn't make it.
I'm a man or whatever. If it was me, Katy Perry be a whole other ball game.
Let me tell you this. As a female,
yeah.
All right, okay. I'm sitting up there,
okay.
And Common is one of the judges.
Okay.
And he turns around, and he looks at me, and he tells me to come over there and give him a kiss. I'm using tongue.
Okay.
He going to get this tongue.
Okay, 20-year-old Burpee.
Jessica, you was kissed before, though.
Nope, even if I wasn't.
20-year-old Burpee, if I had never been kissed before, and Halle Berry was the judge, oh, I'm getting all the way naked. We ain't kissing. I'm going for the gusto.
570-WPEG, toll free 1-800-525-0098. Do you think that Katy Perry's actions were sexual harassment? Let us know. It's the crazy news story here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98.
What's up, gang, gang, gang? Nothing but Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B. Thank you, Jessica, for waking me up. I was good and sleep, man. So much construction near the house. I think they knocked the power out last night. My clock always reset to 2008, so I don't know. I think I was still in 2008 when you called, but appreciate you. I'm here!
Hey.
And I heard this morning y'all talking about the Katy Perry kiss.
Yeah, so she was, you know, Katy Perry is on that show. What's the name of the show, Mr. Incognito?
American Idol.
Yeah, American Idol. Okay, I thought it was another one of those talent shows. But she's on American Idol. She's one of the new judges on the show. And one of the contestants, 20-year-old male contestant, said that he had never been kissed before. So Katy Perry invited him over, and he gave Katy Perry a kiss on the cheek. Katy says, you didn't even make the smushy sound. Come back over here and do it again. So he walks over, and this time, as he tries to kiss her on the cheek, Katy turns and kisses him on the lips. Now, people are saying, this is inappropriate. This is sexual harassment. Yeah. In the wake of this whole Me Too movement, right. If this was a male judge doing this to a female contestant, you know, would it be considered a part of this Me Too movement? Would it be considered sexual harassment? The young man did say he felt uncomfortable and that he was saving his kiss for someone special. Now, I mean, hey, okay. So we're asking Madhouse Nation, do you think that this was inappropriate of Katy Perry to do? The sneak attack.
I heard you say you're going to put your tongue down Common's throat.
Listen, they would turn around and say it was inappropriate on your part, Miss Jessica.
You said you're going to kick your leg up and put it all around the back of his other leg.
You only get, look, I believe in you have to go for the things that you want in life.
I heard Burpee say he was going to get butt naked for Halle Berry.
Now, I don't have nothing to do with that.
That's what I heard Purpose say. Incog, you said, who you said?
Beyonce?
I ain't say anything, did I?
No, you
didn't.
You didn't
comment.
Oh, yeah, Beyonce.
You getting butt naked for Beyonce?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, if I was in a situation with Katy Perry, it'd be different, too. I like Katy.
Would you feel, so if it's not the celebrity of your dreams, right, but you're in that situation, would you feel like violated? Like, you shouldn't have done that?
Well, I'm trying to get on the show, and I'm trying to beat American Idol.
Yeah.
But you know what?
That's to win by all means.
That's the part of the Me Too movement
that people
is that you shouldn't
celebrity.
Have to be sexually violated or sexually harassed in order to make it.
Right.
You should be able to make it based off of talent.
But it's all fun. I mean, you know, I looked at it as a fun thing, but sometimes people get a little sensitive.
My thing is he actually walked up to her for the kiss.
Yeah.
If he was very, very serious about it, he would have said, you know, nah, Katy, I'm going to respectfully decline. I really want to save my kiss for someone special.
You kiss your grandma on the cheek.
Yeah. Power 98, good morning, Madhouse Nation.
No, I don't think it will, but I think that she's now going to be blamed for everything, especially if that person don't make it. And I can't keep in mind, that sex harassment is the new drug game in the world. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they is making a lot of money off of it. Power 98, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Miss Jessica. This is Kelly in Charlotte. I wanted to call and say I don't feel that it was sexual harassment what Katy Perry did. However, I do think it was wrong, because if it was Lionel Richie and a woman walked up to him and snuck a kiss, wouldn't that be a little different? Wouldn't that? I just think it was wrong.
All right. Pot out of here, good morning.
Yeah, I'm a Burpee. I'd have got butt naked on that thing. I'd have did what I had to do to go to California. So that's my input.
I got butt naked on that thing. I showed feet, but let me tell you something. But if Nia Long was on there, it'd have been a different type of Long on the show. Because I'm going to tell you, if Nia Long would have, and I was on there, listen, I would have reenacted Monsters Ball with Halle Berry and Billy Bob Thornton. It would have been, make me feel good.
Listen, no, let Jada Pinkett be up there, boy.
Listen,
he should have got naked. He would have went to L.A.
My thing is this. Just say, you have to speak up for yourself. Say, I don't feel appropriate kissing you. I don't want to kiss you.
Yeah, he could have went
just
over there and
say
said
that.
Yeah.
And then if he wasn't selected or something, or if they would have felt some type of way, it still would have been a part of the Me Too movement. Now I'm standing up for myself and you're denying me because of that or whatever. But people got to stand up for themselves. If you don't want to do something, you don't have to do it. Well, you could have said, I don't want to do it.
Is he complaining? Hold on. Is he complaining?
He said that he felt uncomfortable.
But is he complaining?
Yeah, he was uncomfortable.
He said he felt uncomfortable.
He said he felt uncomfortable, but he did not feel sexually harassed.
Did he make it to L.A.?
No, he didn't. He should have licked on the face.
Yeah. Then you should have taught Katy Perry.
You didn't make it to Hollywood, but you got a kiss from Katy Perry. Good, way to go.
He should have did to Donald Trump.
No, he shouldn't have, Larry.
She won't kiss nobody else if he do Donald Trump.
No.
Grab her by the...
No!
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Charlotte's Plug. Check me out.
Power 98.
Presenting the five phases of enjoying the uniquely...